In the studio with me, I've got Neil McAllister from Kinetic Podiatry. Morning, Neil.
Good morning, Mikey. How are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you, my friend. So now, first of all, we're going to have a nice chat with you because you're a fascinating person.
Thank you.
You know about muscular things and bones and stuff like that.
Yep.
Fascinating. What is Kinetic Podiatry?
So Kinetic Podiatry Clinic is a podiatry clinic. So just to start with, podiatry used to be called chiropody. So cutting toenails, callus, verrucas, hard skin.
Yes.
It's now more specialized. So you can go into diabetes care. So looking after patients with diabetes. So assessing their sensations and circulations. Biomechanics as well, which is my main love. So assessing how somebody walks, if they have aches and pains in their foot, ankles, shins, knees, hips, or back. I can assess how they walk and provide them with an insole, which helps realign their lower limbs and helps their muscle function work better and help them, well, less likely to get injured, but also help them walk around a lot better.
Now, I've got a friend that you mentioned diabetes. I've got a friend that had diabetes, still got diabetes.
Sure.
And he had a little bit of a mark, like a pimple on his foot when he went to New York. This has been going on for 3 years now. Just a pimple. All of a sudden, the pimple turned into an ulcer. And the ulcer got bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's the sort of stuff that you're dealing with, isn't it, on a daily basis?
Absolutely. I used to work in the NHS, did that for 14 years, so I saw a lot of diabetic patients there as well. So diabetes can range quite a lot. So a lot of patients do get worried with diabetes that they're going to go that way. Not all will. As long as you try and maintain your blood sugars between sort of 4 and 8, that's the sort of ideal range, okay? If it gets too high or too low, that then leads to potential risk of infections. And if you already have an ulcer or a wound, it takes a lot longer to heal up and it's more likely to get infected as well. So with diabetes, I can do a neurological assessment. So check your sensations, make sure that's okay. And also check your pulses and your feet, because obviously with gravity, all the blood goes down to your feet. So I can check that. And if there's any problems identified, I can then refer you on to the appropriate consultants. Further assessment.
So I suppose like any profession really, once you know all about it, you're probably standing there looking at a bus stop going, he's got a dodgy foot.
Can you tell by the way
they walk? And
yeah, even waiting for a train at the train station, people just, I'm not obviously looking, at, you know, specifically looking, but
the binoculars are a dead giveaway.
Somebody will be bouncing, walking past me, and there's little traits that people have, or they might not be swinging their arms, or one arm might swing more than the other one, or they might have a hip hike. There's all sorts of little things just catch my eye, and I'm like, oh, they need some insults.
Now, I had a guy years and years ago when I worked on another radio station. I had a guy, he came in because we're sitting down as Americans, they stand up as a radio presenter. and that's all to do with blood flow. And it keeps you active by standing up, more oxygen to the brain, so on and so forth. But we sit down in the UK because we're lazy, I think, to be honest with you. And I had a guy came in who massaged my shoulders, and he went, you got one shoulder shorter than the other. One's lower down than the other. It's wonky shoulder syndrome. He didn't call it that. That's my nickname for it.
Yeah.
He said, did you ever have a problem with your right ankle? So I said, yes, I did. Twisted my ankle twice in a row quite badly. Why would my shoulders be malaligned, for want of a better word, if my ankle was hurt? Why would that happen?
Okay, so apart from any specific injury you had to the shoulder, maybe doing sport or, you know, picking your children up and so on. So from my point of view, I look at your feet, okay? So there's two different main foot types. There's a flat foot or a low arch and a really high arch foot type. Even on each foot, a patient can have one arch slightly higher than the other one. Anyway, so with flat feet, for example, or a low arch, as the foot collapses in too much, it makes the leg internally rotate, so it makes your knees point in. So a good test I say to parents, or any other patient, is if you stand in front of a mirror with your feet facing forwards, if your knees are pointing inwards, normally you'll have some degree of excessive pronation or flat feet. What then happens is, Mikey, is the hip then, the head of the femur rotates forward, so that can lead to tight muscles in the sort of buttock region, and that can lead to sciatica. It can then make your pelvis rotate forwards, and especially if you've got any limb length difference, or you might have one leg slightly longer than the other one, that then can affect the hips as well. This will then impact your spine, and then your upper body will then try and react to what your lower limbs are doing. So potentially it will create a muscle imbalance, and, well, it escalates from there, really.
So one muscle's tighter than the other, basically. Because I thought that went over my head. One muscle's tighter than the other one, and it's pulling down slightly, and the other one's pushing up slightly. You must come across some real messes in people.
Yes. But I'm here to help people put them back together again.
So how would you start? Would you just get them to walk up and down? Is there a platform you get them to walk on that measures?
Yep. So if you came to see me as a patient, for example, so I'll go through your medical history, ascertain what issues you have. There's a little tick list in my head. So when you start running off things, I'll be like, yes, it's normally due to your foot type, which would be causing it. I then look at your foot function. So I'll get you to sit on my couch, look at your foot range of motions in both feet. Then I'll get you to stand up, and then we'll do like a postural assessment. So I'll look at your feet and your leg alignments. And then I'll show you what your foot type is doing and what impact it's having on your lower limbs. Then we'll go out to the gym floor and get you on the treadmill. And I'll take four sort of video clips of your back, your feet, from front and back, and your knees as well. And then we'll go back into my room, I'll put that on the big TV, and I can show you as well what your knees are doing, what your foot's doing, just to give you more of an awareness. Especially, yeah, so if you're doing weight training, the problem is if you're squatting or lunging or sort of bending over to pick things up, if your knee's not aligned with your foot, you're more likely to twist your knee or injure your knee or injure yourself somewhere else. So it just gives you that more awareness, so you don't basically hurt yourself.
Yeah. Amazing. So how do you go about putting it correct, whatever? Say my dodgy right ankle, for example. How would you go about realigning my shoulders?
So once I've assessed you, from that, I then know what I need to do. So I'll have a temporary insole to start with. So initially, a lot of patients go out and buy insoles in the shops, which are nice, but the problem is they're not fitted to the patient. And normally makes them worse, or they get given to them by someone else, and that makes them worse. So straight away, the patient has a negative view of them. Problem is, insoles are very good when they're done right, and you need to see the right person for that. So on that note, I then give you a temporary insole, but I'll position the padding in a place where I feel would be most appropriate for you. We then have a review about 3 or 4 weeks after that, and in that time, you should feel an improvement, okay?
Right.
And it depends on how much improvement when I see you next, because it depends on the patient. I will then, we can either move on to the custom-made orthotics, so they're much more longer-term devices,
right,
or we can continue with the temporaries just to get your confidence up a little bit more, or we have a mid-range device as well, prefab, which is not custom, but I can customize it to your foot, so you'll still be getting very good benefit from it.
This is absolutely fascinating. Seriously, the knock-on effect of something years and years, I'm going back, oh my word, 35 years and I've had 35 years of I don't walk like Igor. I'm not walking like that. It's not slightly like that, but it's getting that way, to be honest with you. And I've got problems with my right hip now because I haven't sorted this out. Is that normal?
Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of patients who see me are reactionary. Not many people are really aware of what podiatry is and what it can do. That's the big thing. We do the toenail cutting and the hard skin and the ingrown toenails, but my love is sort of biomechanics and assessing how people walk. So it doesn't matter how old you are, we can try and manage your condition as best as possible. So look at insoles like wearing glasses. If you don't wear your glasses, you can't see, you can't read.
Yeah.
If you don't wear your insoles, your foot's just going to flop down and go back to its old ways again, which then results in all your aches and pains coming back. So definitely it's more reactionary. Most patients come to see me. But also as well, I've had a lot of parents bringing their children to see me recently as well.
Yeah.
So a child's complaining of achy and sore legs during or after exercise, or they keep tripping over, or they appear clumsy. Again, normally that'll be due to flat feet.
I'll
provide them a little insole. Again, temporary insole to start with, just to provide the parent and the child that it's going to help them. And then within that 3 or 4 weeks period, big difference.
I could imagine getting them as children is a lot easier than getting a grown adult that's been doing something wrong for 30 years.
No amount of exercise is going to correct the foot shape. That's it. So you need something in place, physical, to hold it there and manage it. That's the main, most important thing.
Oh, Neil, this has been an absolutely fascinating talk. It really has. Now, you run Kinetic Podiatry. The telephone number is 01277 514 739. You've also got a mobile there, 07857 736020. It's kineticpodiatry.co.uk. Is it very expensive for somebody to come and see you and to correct their...
No, so for the initial assessments, it's an hour long, and we go through all the, that includes the temporary insole. It's £105 for that, and then review appointments after that are £40. For the custom orthotics, again, it depends on the type the patient wants. So you're looking at roughly £320 for those.
Yeah.
But then after that, you're done for the next 4 or 5 years.
Fantastic.
You don't need any routine treatments. And also as well, you have 2 or 3 free appointments after the orthotics made for you, because I want to make sure it's right for you. Sometimes a little tweak, like with glasses and hearing aids.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need tweaks just to make it perfect for you.
Yeah.
I'll do the same sort of thing. And any alterations, I cover the cost of that as well.
Well, Neil, if you get a really fascinating case, because this just fascinates me, how you can correct your walk after 30-odd years. And,
yeah.
But you do. Everyone has a knock-on effect. Like you get an ingrown toenail because you're leaning too much to the right and... Everything has a knock-on effect. If you get a fascinating case, could you come back and talk to us again and talk us through it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Brilliant. Neil, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll talk again soon.